This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Good morning, Thomas. You're looking lovely today.
Oh, you're starting off with a compliment. I'm still going to attack you.
Okay. You knew too well. I was trying to disarm you, you know?
It's not going to work. I'm sorry.
No, my curveballs aren't working.
It's too early. And I got up extra early this morning to see the meteor shower.
And how did that go for you?
It was cloudy.
Of course it was.
For the last 3 days, we've had Australia was going to be the prime position to see this meteor shower that was happening. Like 20 meteors an hour going through. We had no moon. We're meant to wake up early, early, early. Clouds.
Didn't check the forecast. That didn't come to mind.
Listen, do you believe that woman, that Jane Bunn on Channel 7? She couldn't tell me where to get a Big Mac from the local corner, let alone tell me what the weather was going to be like.
Hey, speaking about space and cosmonauts and all that jazz, we're talking last week about how NASA was testing.
Oh, yes.
What was that again?
So they had a doomsday scenario.
Yes.
And they brought all these departments from all around the world, government departments, scientists. Turns out we didn't do very well.
Oh, how
so
bad are we
tried
talking?
To shoot the asteroid off 6 times. It failed quite a lot. We split it in half, and instead of the meteor hitting in the ocean, it went into New York. So then they had 10 hours to remove, I think it was 10 million people out of New York. They had to bring in, they had cruise ships and everything. So technically, the world didn't do very good.
Yeah. Right. So we're doomed, is what you're saying.
And then I got all excited. I was going to stand up and look for a meteor shower coming through last night. Nothing happened.
Yeah. You're going to love this one. Man, 32 rushed to hospital after he shoots his own penis.
Listen,
sorry,
early
can't say
in the
that
morning,
word.
We don't say penis, we can say tallywhacker.
Okay, shoots his own tallywhacker. He's Johnson. Peter Jacobson was strolling down the street when his handgun fell out of his pocket and fired, alerting everyone around him.
And then what, it shot off his one-eyed demon?
Yeah, shot off his meat and two veg. So he was rushed to hospital. But in a worse turn of events, in addition to him having his pecker shot off, he is also fined for suspicion of discharging a firearm in the city and possession of a deadly weapon by a prohibited person.
Well, I tell you what, his little willy's definitely dead, isn't it? Do you pick it up and sew it back on?
Oh, I don't think it was actually there to... I don't think those bits. Apparently, it was gruesome. The aftermath of what was shot.
But what do you do if you're going to carry a loaded weapon? I mean, you don't keep it in your pants. Oh, I suppose.
No.
Some people do, like me, don't they? That's what it's been known out on the streets. So it's a deadly weapon. But so what about you? What do you dropped out of your pocket?
No, I'm pretty kosher. I mean, one time I was at a night out, and I love giving out business cards. Like, we have our own Tom and Mikey business cards.
We do, don't we?
And I think it's so funny giving out business cards, so I did. But in my business card section, I also keep protection because I'm on a night out.
Oh,
you don't know.
Like a little condom. Yeah.
Yeah, and I accidentally gave the condom instead of the business card. But it wasn't even fall out of my pocket. I didn't shoot myself with it either.
And what happened? Did he invite you back for like a late night supper?
Gather round, folks. It's time for
Wisdom with my co-host Tom. It's time for Tom's Wisdom.
That's right. It's time for Tom's Wisdom.
I'm really excited.
Wisdom.
I love it. I've got my thinking cap on. I'm all ready to give you some advice. What is it?
Great. Tom, you know I'm a DJ. That's why my name's DJ Mikey D. That's why you call me that, right?
DJ Mikey D. That's what it is. It's got nothing to do with you. That's all right. Keep moving on.
So I DJ every week and I'm at this place and I'm charging them a lot less than I normally would charge. And that's fine, except I know my worth and I know I'd like to be paid a little bit more because I'm a bit broke lately. I love working with the people. They like working with me. How do I ask them for a raise?
Oh, so you want to ask somebody for a raise?
Yes.
Mikey, I've been now working with you for how many months? You don't deserve a raise.
You mean I don't deserve a raise?
You've got to be able to do things to deserve a raise. Hey. You're like a 20-year-old little tallywhacker. You don't deserve any more money.
Tom, what was that little noise that played before we started the segment? Huh? And who did it? Who did that noise? It was me, Andy. come to my rescue. We've got producer Andy in because I need actual advice and Tom doesn't give it to me.
Yeah, you make great noises, Mikey. We love the noises that you make.
So condescension on both fronts is great.
So producer creepy Andy, do you have any advice for young DJ Mikey D?
Pay rise, does he?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's going to get a pay rise out of Joy, but we'll double his salary happily. If you're actually worth it, I'd say, you know, go in there and ask for your worth, but prove that you're worth it. Go in with something, you know, take your reel with your, you know.
Oh, you're talking about, I always think it's straight away, wear really, really tight pants, bit of padding down the front. The only way you're going to get anyone's attention, mate, is, yeah.
I thought my face was good enough, no?
Oh, no, it is. You know, I think you're very handsome.
Oh, thank you, Tom.
Your face will take you so far.
So what do I bring with me? I can't bring in my music mixes. DJ,
well, you could.
But they know my music.
Okay. Well, what else have you got to show? Maybe you do need to pad your pants.
Okay. Well, I don't even know. Thank you.
Wow. Thanks, Tom. That was so darn helpful. Another Tom's Wisdom, and it was successful.
You know what? It wasn't successful. I need help with that one. Hey, Tom, do you have any bad eating habits?
No, I always swallow my food. You know,
I'm surprised you didn't take that elsewhere. Hey, well, a man has been slammed on social media due to his strange eating habits. He posted a picture of his chicken nugget meal from McDonald's and he captioned it, "How do y'all peel your nuggets?" He peeled the skin of his nuggets.
I'm trying to get over. He actually ate those chicken nuggets from McDonald's. There's no chicken in it, is there?
That's okay.
See, and then he peeled the nuggets.
That's the thing. So he actually sees the weird non-chicken that it actually is. He took off the only good part, which is the fried part of it.
Yeah.
He peeled it.
And then is he not going to eat it? Is he like throwing it away like a banana?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how strange is that? Who peels a nugget? So do you eat normally? You don't have any quirky...
Do you know what? I don't think I've ever put a nugget in my mouth.
No way.
No, I don't like the look of it. They look like chicken poops. Looks like deep fried chicken poop.
So you don't McDonald's, you don't KFC, you don't any of that?
No.
Really?
I mean, I go to Macca's and only when I'm hungover.
So you do go to McDonald's?
Yeah, I want cheeseburger, chips and a Coke. Yeah.
But no nuggies?
No nuggets.
See, I was raised on nuggets. A cheeseburger didn't touch my mouth till I was about 12 years old. I didn't like the sauces. I don't have tomato sauce.
You don't have tomato sauce?
No, I don't like it. It's just gross. You know, I've always been raised on Napoli sauce, like pasta sauce.
So you're not a good Australian because...
No, we know that, though.
I will put tomato sauce on eggs on toast. I'll put tomato
that
sauce on anything.
Yeah. That's an indictment.
An ice Vovo biscuit, I'd put tomato sauce on it.
No, really?
I'm an Australian.
But that's not Australian. That's bad. That's bad eating.
It was? My mother was the worst cook in the world. So if we didn't have 16 litres of tomato sauce in the cupboard, we wouldn't have ate for the week.
Yeah, okay.
It was the only way to cover my mother's dinner.
See, Mama DJ, if I put tomato sauce on my pasta, that's game over. I'd be out of the house. I'd be kicked out.
Well, I'm the same because I'm habit of my parents having to tip tomato sauce on everything because they were that bad of cooks, that Wayne's a good cook and I put sauce on it because you didn't even try it. He gets really insulted if I put salt and pepper on his food
without
trying it. It's an
insulting thing. Oh, salt and pepper I can understand if you've got a mouth there, but tomato sauce, it's a different thing. Changes the whole flavour.
I just tell him, shut the hell up, get back in the kitchen and I'll call you when I'm ready for dessert. I mean, how rude.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.